Hello, this is Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Today I want to talk about Isaiah 65, verse 9, where the Bible reads, "And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob, and out of Judah an inheritor of my mountains, and mine elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there." This is an important verse when it comes to who's going to inherit the promised land over in Palestine. People today say that that land belongs to the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which they claim are the so-called Jews today, which of course are Ashkenazi Jews, which are mainly Europeans. But either way, let's say they were physically descended 100% from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They still would not inherit that land in the New Testament, because the Bible prophesied in Isaiah 65:9 there that God would bring forth a seed out of Jacob, and it says, out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains. That inheritor, that seed, of course, is Jesus Christ, which came of the tribe of Judah. And he says, mine elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. So again, this isn't just saying, hey, every descendant of Jacob, every descendant of Israel is going to inherit that land because they're a descendant of Jacob. No, he said, out of Jacob, there will come a specific seed, specifically from the tribe of Judah, that's going to inherit that mountain, that's going to inherit that land. It's going to be the elect that inherit it. Of course, look up every mention of elect in the New Testament. It's always talking about saved Christians. And then he says also that his servants will be there. Well, you know, just because somebody descends from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that doesn't mean that they're serving God. It's actually believers, it's actually Christians that are supposed to inherit that land, because we're of that seed of Jesus Christ that is the inheritor of the mountains of Jerusalem. Listen to what the Bible says in Romans 9:6. It says, not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called, that is, they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. So who is counted as that seed that's going to inherit the promised land? Well, it's those that are in Jesus Christ. It's the children of promise, not the children of the flesh. The flesh profited nothing. Not the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob physically, but the spiritual children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that are in Christ. Jesus Christ is that seed that would inherit Jerusalem, and all of the elect that are in Jesus Christ, all of God's servants that serve the Lord Jesus Christ, will inherit that land. And that is us as believers, not the unbelieving, Christ-rejecting Jews of 2014.